Thank you. test. Place is buzzing. Good morning. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but you can pick that up after the service. It's fun to listen to the buzzing here. People are just connecting and enjoying being together, so that's the way it should be. Welcome to Grace Lutheran on this beautiful Sunday in May. We're excited to be in the Lord's house together. Welcome if you're in the sanctuary. If you're out in the parking lot listening on the radio, we welcome you there too. And if you're at home taking this in online, welcome. Good to see you all. Just a few announcements very quickly if you want to take a look at the back page of the bulletin. First of all, today there's an open house bridal shower for Ashley Hybe, who's sitting right over here. great. So that's 2 to 4. Wednesday, 8 a.m., we're continuing with our Bible study in the Gospel of John. We take a 15-minute break, and then 9:15, the prayer group meets. So if you see a prayer card in the pew, feel free to fill that out. It will be prayed for on Wednesday morning. Wednesday, 7 p.m., Grace Choir meets for chapel in the chapel for practice. I think this is the last practice, correct, Amy?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to sing one more time. So Grace Choir, you're on Wednesday at 7. Birthdays this week, happy birthday to you all. We'll pray for you by name at the end of the service. Sunday, next Sunday, May 29th, getting very close to June, 10 a.m. morning worship, and we will be at 10 a.m. all the way through the summer. So there's some service opportunities, Sunday morning greeters, church directory. We'll say more about that in a little bit. And then we're looking for a coordinator and volunteers for a Red Cross blood drive that's going to be held here at the church in early October. So church directory. There are sign-up sheets in the fellowship hall for your time to be photographed on Wednesday, May 25th. That's this Wednesday, all right? So it's here, okay? And then Thursday, May 26th. The times are there, so sign up. This is rolling right along. There's also going to be, if you look at the bulletin insert, there's going to be another photo shoot week in August, the beginning of August. And if you have any questions, see Cheryl Rotz. Her phone number is here. Cheryl, put your hand up. There she is, if you want to talk to Cheryl about it. The May portrait schedule is back there, the sign-up sheets. It's filling up, so get your time. And so a notification. We do a different mission of the month every month. And this month, we're trying to support Everly Martinson and her family. She's a 2-year-old from Fergus Falls who has stage 4 bone, liver, and blood cancer. So we want to bless that family if we can. When you go through the line today to get some food after worship, there's a basket there. That's the time if you feel led to give to that mission. Thank yous. Thanks to everyone who participated in our church cleanup last week. Those who prepared food and served it, we had a great potluck. Many hands made the work go fast. We got it all done under an hour. And then we feasted, and it was a good time. And then thanks to Karen and Ole Nelson for feeding our youth group on Wednesday evening. You really blessed us, so thank you. Any other announcements before we get started today? Going once? Going twice? All right. We open our service this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let's take a moment of silence as we prepare our hearts for worship this morning.
Good morning. We'd like to invite you to join us in our opening hymn of worship, Be Thou My Vision, that you can see up on the screen.
Be thou my vision.
call to worship this morning is a responsive reading found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us, and bless us, and make his face shine on us. Your salvation among all nations.
May the peoples praise you, God.
May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity.
And guide the nations of the earth.
May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you.
The land yields its harvest.
May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Let us pray. Merciful Father, author of all good gifts, help us by your Spirit to think of those things that are right, and with your gracious help to perform the same, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. I'll ask any praise singers who are with us to join me up front as we turn to the hymn titled, Alleluia, Alleluia, Give Thanks. It's hymn number 671 in the blue hymnal, or as seen on the screens.
Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to his name.
Thank you, praise singers. Joyfully sing to our Savior. That song is a song of salvation, a song of redemption, a song of forgiveness. Not deserved, but given freely from God's love and God's merciful heart. And we connect with that great truth that drives everything we do here. We connect with that truth each Sunday when we do what we're going to do now. To stand before God openly and honestly and confess that we need His grace, we need His mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God's promise to us sinners, a beautiful promise from the book of 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And let's claim that promise together right now. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God's good news for us this morning is that in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Join me in the confession of our Christian faith, the ancient summary of what Scripture teaches about the God we worship, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And
God's peace be to each and every one of you.
Time.
We have a baptism today, and Mars, that was your walk-up music right there, that choir piece. So I'd like to invite up here Drew and Chelsea and Mars, and the sponsors are not able to be here today, but for the baptismal party, come on up, have a stand right over here. Okay, here he comes, making his entrance. All right. Anyway, so we could have grandparents up here too. You've got an interest in this. And siblings, come on up. Might as well get the whole family up here. This is a family affair. So, all right, here we come. Good to see the supporting cast that Mars has. So, this is great. So, well, let us hear what Scripture teaches about our sin and the redemption provided by God in Jesus Christ. From Romans chapter 3 and chapter 5, the words of St. Paul. Through one person, sin entered the world, passing sin on to all people. Because of sin, death came on everyone. Therefore, all are under the condemnation of sin and fall short of the glory of God. But God sent another person, his Son, Jesus Christ. He sent him into the world to die for our sin. Through his death, he atoned for the sin of the whole world, so that those who believe in him are delivered from death, declared righteous, and given eternal life. And of course, that promise certainly includes Mars. Let us hear how our Lord Jesus invited the little children to come to him. From the Gospels of St. Luke and St. Mark. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." He took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Well, today we get a real object lesson from our Lord, who says we have to become like Mars. What is it about Mars that serves as an example of our faith? It's his utter helplessness. Mars can't do much for himself. And that's exactly where we need to be, just held in the arms of our Savior and cared for. Therefore, in order that this child, just like all of us, who is by nature sinful from the time of conception, may see the kingdom of God, into which our Lord Jesus Christ himself has said that none can enter unless born of the water and the Spirit, we will now, in the name of our Lord Jesus, receive him through holy baptism into Christ's believing church, that he may have a part in his salvation, as he promised when he commanded his disciples to baptize. From the Gospel of St. Matthew, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Well, Drew and Chelsea, following our Lord's command that we not only baptize, but we also teach, I have some questions for you. They're not hard questions, but they're questions nonetheless. Drew and Chelsea, do you wish Mars to be baptized into the Christian faith? The Christian faith as summarized in the Apostles' Creed that we just confessed. the ancient and orthodox creed of the Christian Church that defines the person of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? If so, answer yes.
Yes.
Okay. There are some more questions. And this is out of the old baptismal liturgy, but I think it's very pertinent. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all of his empty promises? Will you make every effort to provide a Christian home for Mars and surround him with love?
Yes.
Will you give Mars access to the worship and teaching of the church so that he may come to a mature faith in Christ as his Savior?
Yes.
Will you seek God's guidance and strength to live your lives as good examples for Mars for his physical, spiritual, and mental development?
Yes.
And then I throw this one in. I warned you about this. Will you love him even when he's a teenager? Yes. All right. So, sponsors, we know that you're all in, and I'll just ask the family present here, because you're kind of sponsors also. You're going to be caring for Mars. Will you pray for Mars, use your influence to guide him in knowing Christ better, and will you seek God's guidance and strength to live your lives as good examples for him?
Yes.
All right. Team Mars, you got a great team. Well, it's time, so for this baptism, so there we go. Mars Alexander Sunderland, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And he just went through that like a champ. All right. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord himself has taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray.
Almighty and merciful God and Father, we give you thanks for preserving and extending your church, and extending your grace in holy baptism. Receiving Mars now as an heir to your eternal kingdom, we humbly ask you to defend and keep him in this grace, that he may never depart from you, but may always live according to your will, finally receiving the fullness of your promise in your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Apostle Paul says this in Galatians 3:27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And we rejoice that Mars has been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. When God looks at Mars now, he sees no sin. He sees the perfect, sinless life of his own Son. Mars, receive the sign of the cross. Child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have some other things. The banner, of course, is yours. We have his baptismal certificate right here. And we light a baptismal candle. Let us pray. Lord God, we pray that Mars's light would so shine before others that they may see his good works and glorify you, his heavenly Father. Amen and amen. And I'll give this to you to hold. You can put that out when you sit down. Well, Mars, we welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. Peace be with you. And Mars, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen and amen. And this is such an awesome thing that happens amongst us when we get to do this. And I think giving a round of applause for what the Lord has just done is very appropriate. Congratulations.
One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Word of the Lord. The gospel reading comes from John chapter 16, verses 23 through 33. Jesus speaks of his departure. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied. "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." The word of the Lord. Prayers of the Church, please pray with me. God of peace, we pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for peace. We pray for those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort will draw near to them. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, giver and sustainer of life, we thank you for the favorable weather to plant our crops. We ask that you would grant us good conditions to finish our planting and protect those who are working diligently to complete it. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the persecuted church. We ask your mercy, O Lord, for your persecuted church who are falsely accused, wrongly imprisoned, and martyred for the sake of your name. May they gain release, be restored to life, and inspire us by their sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Thank you, Linda. Beautiful picture of the end of our story, the New Jerusalem, and of course, God giving us the Spirit to see us all the way through that journey. Well, it's that time in the service where I'm going to ask you to maybe stand up, stretch your legs, and in a way that you feel is appropriate, greet your neighbor.
My heart is overwhelmed and I cannot hear your voice. I hold on to what is true, though I cannot see. If the storms of life they come and the road ahead gets steep, I will lift these hands in faith. I will believe. I'll remind myself of all that you've done, and this life I have because of your Son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours, Lord, I'm forever yours. Filled with hope, every promise comes my way. When I feel your hands of grace rest upon me, staying desperate for you, God, staying humble at your feet, I will lift these hands in praise. I will believe. Remind myself of all that you've done, and this life I have because of your Son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours. I am forever.
you've done, and this life I have because of your Son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours, Lord, I'm forever yours. Mountain high, valley low, I sing out and remind my soul, I am yours, I am forever yours. I am yours, I am yours. All my days, Jesus, I am yours. I am yours, I am yours. All my days, Jesus, I am yours.
Wow. Thank you. Well, kids, it's that time. If you want to come up here, I see Dacia's coming up with the fruit snacks, and we'll have a message just for you. All right, come on up. I have a table set in here. I have a plate and a glass, a cup, a spoon, a fork, a knife, and a napkin, and you can see we've had a little bit of an accident, have we? Haven't we? So we dribbled some ketchup on there, and we haven't even started eating yet. So how are we going to clean that up? I suppose we could try to scoop it up with the spoon, right? Is that going to work?
No.
No, it's not going to work. What about the fork?
No.
The knife?
No.
Maybe the cup. Maybe we could just fill our cup up and ignore it.
No.
No? We couldn't scoop it up with the cup?
No.
How are we going to clean that up?
The napkin.
Okay, let's see if that works. All right. Make a couple of passes here. We'll get it all clean. Look at that. Yeah, we might need another napkin, but I think we had a big mess there to clean up. So I got a little crazy. All right. I think you're right. Backup napkin. All right, so we'll finish the job here with this napkin, and look, it's all clean now. Well, we're going to hear a Bible story today about a woman named Lydia, and the Apostle Paul ran into her, and we're told that she was a worshiper of God, but she had never heard about Jesus. So she had her mess, and who knows, she was maybe trying to clean up that mess with a spoon and a fork and a knife, and it just wasn't working. But when Paul told her about Jesus, that Jesus died for her sins and she could be forgiven, we're told that Lydia believed, and she was excited, and she was baptized, and her whole house was baptized. Everybody. So they were so excited to hear about what Jesus. And so we need to remember that our messes, we can't clean them up ourselves, can we? Our sins. No, we need Jesus for that. And that's why we're so excited when we hear that message about Jesus, that he forgives us and he loves us. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have not left us alone with our sin, but you came down. You took our sin from us, and you died for it and cleansed us perfectly. And then you put your perfect righteous life over the top of us. Lord, what good news this is for us sinners. And we praise and thank you today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All right, thank you, kids, and let's give them a hand for coming up. Thank you, kids. You make our church life so full and rich. All right, there we go. Everybody gets a fruit snack. So, well, as we come before God's word this morning, let's pause for a word of prayer, shall we? Lord God, we thank you for your word. Your word is spirit. Your word is truth. open our hearts now to receive it. Amen. Excuse me. Incredible journey. Well, I think we've all had experiences like the one I'm going to share with you. Coincidence or divine appointment? Let me take you back in time as I talk about this moment in my life. I had a detached retina in January of 2017. Very scary occurrence. I had the curtain come down, but it was successfully repaired, and I have 20/20 vision in that eye. In June of 2020, about 2.5 years later, I experienced double vision. And that came with thoughts of another detachment, a stroke, maybe a brain tumor. Worried and praying, I sat in the waiting room of the eye surgeon. A friend that I had not talked with in over 10 years called me when I was sitting in the waiting room. And he was in my wedding. He's a good friend. When I told him what was happening, he said, "Oh, I had that a couple of years back. They called it tired eyes." Now, after a thorough exam, an MRI, I did have a brain, so. It was determined that I was suffering from tired eyes. And after 8 hours of sleep, my vision simply cleared up. Was that coincidence? I hadn't talked to him in over 10 years, and he called me at that exact moment. Or was it a divine appointment? Personally, I don't doubt for 1 minute that this was, as my friend Pat Teberg used to say, a God thing. And it illustrates in a minor way what we will see in our text today from Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace. And the next day, we went to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of the district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to a river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. The word of the Lord. Well, this story needs a little background to really get the full scope of what's going on here. Now, we know from the book of Acts, Luke's account of Paul's missionary journeys are included in this book. Paul wanted to revisit the churches he had planted on his first trip. And you can see the arrow pointing to that top map. It was a very tight circle consisting of churches like Antioch, Iconium, Derbe, Lystra, Perga. So Paul wanted to revisit these churches, but while he was on this journey, God called him to go further. So as Paul traveled, God called him to go further, and you can see the map. Now they expand quite a bit. They have to put out to sea in a boat. And so while at Philippi, Paul went to this nearby river to pray. Paul met Lydia at that river with the message of Jesus. And we know the story. Jesus opened Lydia's heart. She and her whole household were baptized. But let's just appreciate the two incredible journeys that took place here. Paul left from his home base in Antioch. You can see that's number one there. Lydia was from Thyatira, That's number two. And they met at the river in Philippi. Number three on the map. It's about 1,000 miles from Antioch and about 300 miles from Thyatira. So, was this a chance meeting? No, I don't think so. I think God knew exactly what he was doing, bringing these two together from so far a distance apart. And so the incredible part of the journey is this. Neither Paul nor Lydia planned this meeting. It was arranged by God across distance and time. This was a divine appointment. And God still does this today by placing us in circumstances that he is active in. We just have to be sensitive to what God is doing and pay attention. Neither Paul nor Lydia could make her a believer in Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit's work. Their meeting and her new faith were no accident. We're told in this text simply that the Lord opened her heart to believe Paul's message. So the beautiful message of the gospel is what opened her heart. So how does God open hearts? That's the question for us today. Well, we know from what we heard in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, that it's the Holy Spirit that does this. The Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus. He convicts us of our sin. He guides us to the truth of Jesus. And then he glorifies Jesus. This is his job. He glorifies this Jesus who was the one who traveled the most incredible journey ever. He came down from his glorious heavenly home to a fallen and broken world. He was born in poverty in a stable in Bethlehem and then went to a lonely death on a cross, all to join us with the Heavenly Father, to bring us together with him. So let's talk a little bit about our incredible journey of faith. Paul says this quite simply, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the message of Christ. So as we hear that message, God gives us faith. And so we too have an incredible journey of faith. Though our hearts are not naturally inclined toward faith, we're born sinners, we're drawn to Jesus by the working of the Holy Spirit. As we hear that message in God's Word, he gives us faith to believe it. It's like the man that was paralyzed. And Jesus said, rise, take up your pallet, and walk. When did the ability to rise from his paralysis occur? It came when Jesus commanded it. With those words came the ability. And so when we hear this message of forgiveness, we are given the faith to believe it. We literally find ourselves believing. We didn't do that. So the Spirit comes to us in God's Word and in his sacraments. These are the primary means by which God works. Now, we know that we can't put God in a box. God can come to us, but these are the primary ways that he comes to us, through his Word and through his sacraments. And what gives the sacraments any power is his Word. So if you find yourself believing today, take courage. For God has worked that faith in your heart. You didn't do that. And remember this, Jesus is worthy of the faith he has created in you. He has lived, died, and risen for you and sent the Holy Spirit into you to give you that faith. And this brings us to a very personal question today. Where are you at on your incredible journey? You know, we live in a world that is hostile to faith in a Savior like Jesus. It's not easy to be a person of faith. This world tells us that we must trust only ourselves. It tells us to collect all we can for ourselves. This world turns us in on ourselves, and we are naturally bent that direction as sinners. But Jesus opens another world for us through his gospel, through his word of forgiveness. A world of faith in him, along with the peace and provision that that provides. He turns us away from ourselves and toward him and towards other people. And then he gives us his courage for this journey. He says this in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Beautiful promise. If you'll allow me, I'd like to read a quote from that German theologian I find so real and honest, Helmut Thielicke. Hopefully it will minister you as it has to me. Thielicke says this, taking God seriously means taking him at his word and giving him the chance to act the way he has said he will act. We can never receive anything with closed fists or drooping hands. Perhaps we shall even have to pray in this wise. O God, if there be a God, on the strength of thy word, if thou didst speak, I pray thee, if thou can hear, forgive my sin, be with me in my fears, comfort me in loneliness, and in every time, good or bad, let me feel thy hand reaching and guiding me, carrying my burdens, stroking away the care that marks my brow, and making death itself easy to die, because my heart can rest in thee. That's the way it is with God. So let us give him a chance to speak and prove himself. Him who comes to me, I will not cast out, says Jesus Christ. That's his word, and he died for it. So seriously did he take us, he deserves to be given a chance. Today, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know each of your individual, but give him a chance. Look at the cross. He is the faithful one. You can trust him. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I need faith to see you with me on my journey. And I don't want to waste energy on the paralysis of analysis. I don't want to spend time navel-gazing today. I don't want to treat my soul like an onion to be peeled layer by layer. Whatever is repentable or repairable, I'm sure you'll show me. I just want you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to bring your centering presence, your stabilizing mercy, and your calming peace to my soul. Kiss my heart with the gospel, and it will be enough. A prayer by Scotty Smith. Amen and amen. As we respond to God's word this morning, you're invited to sing together, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Hymn 731 in the blue hymnal, verses 1 through 3.
Time. seated.
Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your goodness and grace so freely bestowed upon us. You custom fit it to each one of our journeys. And we pray for those celebrating birthdays this week. We pray your blessing and on the journeys of Dennis Bauman, Lily Munson, Clifford Mayfield, Easton Thorson, Janice Harthoon, Mackenzie Spaeth, Oakley Carlson, Wallace Grunwald, and Charlie Mavis. Lord, grant that each of these may sense your presence with them on their journeys this week. Lord, we do live in a challenging world, and each of us have issues we wrestle with. And in this moment of silence, Lord, we lift up our own hearts to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord himself has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I'd like to invite you to stand as you're able and join in singing our closing song of praise, as you can see up on the screen, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rely upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus.
gathered together today. Thank you for sharing your Sunday morning with us. God's peace be to each and every one of you. Receive his blessing. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace and serve our gracious Lord.
Thanks be to God.